The era of carbon consciousness has arrived. More and more of us have started thinking about reducing our greenhouse gas emissions, especially in terms of transportation and energy. But nearly everything we do leaves a carbon footprint. If it required energy to make, chances are carbon was emitted along the way. Unfortunately, it's not yet habit to consider the greenhouse implications of our day-to-day lives. So as an exercise, let's examine the carbon footprint of something commonplace, a cheeseburger. There's a good chance you've eaten one this week, but do you know its greenhouse gas impact? I didn't, so I undertook a bit of research. I added up the greenhouse gases emitted by everything that goes into making a cheeseburger, farming the lettuce and cattle feed, processing the meat and cheese, transporting the components, even the methane from the cow burps. The total was around 6 kilograms of carbon dioxide equivalent for each and every cheeseburger. Now, according to people who study such things, Americans eat between 50 and 100 burgers a year on average. At 50 to 100, for the 300 million of us, the burgers really start to add up. When you calculate the greenhouse gases produced to make those billions of burgers, you get about 160 million metric tons of emissions, an amount roughly equal to the total annual greenhouse gas output from all the SUVs now on the road. Get used to surprises like that. If we're going to beat global warming, we'll have to measure the greenhouse gas impact of everything we do. Fortunately, we won't have to figure it out on our own. We've already started to see some stores in England adding a carbon footprint label on what they sell, and I'd expect to see that show up here soon. The lesson of all of this isn't that you have to stop eating cheeseburgers, although it wouldn't hurt. The lesson is that even the most prosaic act can have serious consequences. The good news is that, as we learn more about the connection between our behavior and the climate, we'll be able to make smarter, better-informed choices about how we live. With a perspective, I'm Jume Cascio.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.